Would you pray with me? Holy God, may the words of my mouth, may the thoughts and meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for we recognize that you are the one who strengthens us. You are the one who redeems us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. There is a story about a man called Larry Walters. It's a true story. At 33 years of age, Larry decided he wanted to see his neighborhood from a different perspective. So he went to the Army-Navy surplus store and purchased 45 weather balloons. That afternoon, he strapped himself into a lawn chair to which several of his friends tied the now helium-filled balloons to. He took along a six-pack, a peanut butter sandwich, and a BB gun, figuring he could shoot the balloons one at a time when he was ready to land. Now, Larry thought the balloons would lift him about 100 feet into the air and he could get his perspective. But when he was cut loose, the chair soared to 10,000 feet in the sky, and suddenly he was smack in the middle of the air traffic pattern for the Los Angeles airport. He was too frightened to shoot any of the balloons and stayed in the air for more than 2 hours, forcing the airport to shut down its runways, causing long delays in flights. And after he was back on the ground and sighted by the police, reporters asked him three questions. Were you scared?
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Oh, no.
Why did you do it? Because you just can't sit there. You just can't sit there. Don't we oftentimes feel like that? We feel like we got to do something because we can't just sit there. But then the problem comes in the choices that we make about the something that we feel we need to do. Aren't there times that we follow the crowd because, well, I got to do something and this is where everybody's going, so it must be right, so I'll just follow the crowd. Today's gospel is about where we find life for ourselves in the world. How we make our choices to find that life. But I want to begin first with a recognition of who it is in our gospel passage that is leaving. Reverend David Loos, I believe he's an Episcopal Lutheran minister, he writes about this. He said, "It's easier for me to identify with the crowds who misunderstand and question Jesus than with Jesus himself. Because with what Jesus has been saying and what we've heard these past 4 weeks in John chapter 6 is indeed hard to listen to and hard to understand. That Jesus is the bread of life, that he provides the only food which truly nourishes, that he gives us his own self, even his own flesh and blood to sustain us on our journey. These words are hard for us to hear and to comprehend. Hard to believe." Loos goes on to say, "No wonder that many of the followers, those following after Jesus, now desert him. But at this point, we should be careful, as it's too easy to just write those who left off as being too lazy or unfaithful to believe. Note that John, or the author of John, calls these folks not simply the crowds as in earlier passages, but rather disciples. The people in today's reading who now desert Jesus are precisely those who in fact had believed in him. They had followed him and given up much to do so. But now, finally, after all their waiting and watching and wondering and worrying, they've grown tired. And they come no longer, they can no longer see clearly what it was about Jesus that attracted them to him in the first place. And so they leave. These are believers leaving because it is too hard to continue setting aside everything they have believed to this point. They just want to go back to the status quo of thought, of action. It's easier. And isn't it sometimes the same with us? We get tired of going against the world and the world's ways. We just want to give up and join the world. The old adage is often true, if you can't beat them, then join them. And we feel that sometimes. The world is a very persistent place and voice. Don't fight us. We can make your life successful and happy. Just do this. Just buy this. How long can we deny ourselves the happiness that the rest of the world seems to be enjoying? It's hard. It's hard to keep our eyes and ears out for the sights and sounds of people who are suffering and entering suffering with them. It's hard to constantly deny our wanting and our tendency to condemn people who do bad things. It would be a whole lot easier just to lump them all together and say, oh, they're bad people. Forget them. But then, you know, there are those pesky little injunctions that Jesus throws out to us. Love your neighbors as yourselves. Whenever you do it to the least of one of these of my children, you do it to me. We don't help Jesus. Didn't Jesus say to us, don't cast the first stone unless you are without sin? We are to deny ourselves and take up our cross on behalf of the suffering of others. That's all very hard work. And it gnaws on us all the time. And so Jesus says to his disciples, the 12, you guys want to leave me? And Peter speaks up and says, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We've come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. It's one of the few times in the Gospels that Peter gets it right. We kind of want to go, yes, Peter, you did it. Now, we have to understand, though, what eternal life means for the author of John. It's not about, or just about, the next life after death. For the author of the Gospel of John, eternal life is this life as well. It starts in this life. It started long ago. And I think we get an idea of how that eternal life works in this life from the writer of that great book, Man's Search for Meaning, Dr. Viktor Frankl. Frankl was imprisoned by the Nazis in World War II because he was a Jew. His wife, his children, and his parents were killed in the Holocaust. The Gestapo made him strip. He stood there totally naked. And as they cut away his wedding ring, Viktor said to himself, you can take my wife. You can strip me of my clothes and my freedom. But there is one thing no person can ever take away from me. And that is my freedom to choose how I will react to whatever happens to me. Even under the most difficult of circumstances, happiness is a choice which transforms our tragedies into triumphs. He was experiencing eternal life in this life. It means that we can carry on and that we can live in the love of God through the hardest days of our lives. And we can make the choice to help other people Because no matter what, God will take care of us. We do have choices. And we can choose life and eternal life. Or we can choose to follow the ways of the world. Which, of course, we all do at times. But with honest introspection and asking for forgiveness, God's grace is there for us, always. A monk found a precious stone, a precious jewel. He picked it up and kept it. And a short time later, he met a traveler who said he was hungry and asked the monk if he would share some of his provisions. And when the monk opened his bag, the traveler saw the precious stone. And on impulse, he asked the monk if he could have it. Amazingly, the monk gave the traveler the stone. Here. And the traveler departed quickly before the monk could change his mind, overjoyed with his new possession. However, a few days later, he came back searching for the monk, and he returned the stone to the monk and made a request. Please give me something more valuable than, more precious than this stone. Please give me that which enabled you to give me this precious stone. Now the way of the world would say, there's nothing more valuable than the precious stone. But the way of God tells us we can just give it up. The traveler recognized the monk had something he didn't have that he wanted. He was able to go through life without attachment to worldly things because of his attachment to God. He didn't need to follow the world's understanding of the way things are or should be. But in following God, he would be free, truly free. And he would have eternal life now. He was free to touch people in powerful ways. We can choose to help people in powerful ways as well. That is what Jesus gives us. That's what Peter was saying. You have the words of eternal life. You are the one who can make us free. But we have to make the choice to follow the ways of Christ and not the world's. We have to stop looking for life in the wrong places. Amen.